Dois.
Okay, so we're doing the sugya about Shira. Shira HaMikdash. Okay, the song that the Levim would sing together with the Kavanos. Okay? It's like Shir Shalyam, the Shira, the whole institution of Shira. So, a number of sources. The Gemaras are essentially two Gemaras, two main places in Shas. One is Sukkah, around Nun and Aleph. And then Erechen, more in Erechen actually, in Erechen Yud Aleph, Yud Aleph, Yud Aleph, something like that. So we're just going to kind of try to cover some of the main halakhic questions which come up. And you'll see, I mean, the whole idea of Shira is also, like, what's the purpose of Shira, why are you doing Shira? So that's also kind of part of it. Okay, and the Gemara has a few different possibilities, but I mean, we'll go with the Rambam brings down one of them, which is basically one Erechen, and we'll kind of go with that. But let's just get to get some background. Let's just, I mean, we don't know anything about this, so let's just read the Rambam a little bit. Just get some background, then we'll go to the Gemara. So it's Perek Shlishi, and Hilchos Klei HaMikdash of Dimbo. So he says. Basically, in Halacha Aleph, he just says that you have to have a lady, a Leviim are designated for Avodah, and he says, so what do Leviim do? So he says, in the Malacha Beis, Avodah Shalahem, he she is Shomer as a Mikdash, so they guard the Mikdash, Leviim, Yumahim Shoarim, Liftach Shari Mikdash, Ubahanef Dalsa says, they basically like a guard, keep the gates and the doors of the Mikdash, Yumahim Shorim, Lishor al Karban Machalyam. So some of them sing on the Karban every day. Okay, so some of the Leviim are singers. Okay, Shneim are v'sheres b'shem Hashem Elokav, kechal echav halavim. They should serve in the name of Hashem, like all their brothers Leviim. Okay, so what does it mean v'sheres b'shem Hashem Elokav? I mean they do service in the name of God. I mean everything's in the name of God, right? So what does that mean in the name of God? So ezihu sheres. Shehu b'shem Hashem. What's the servitude which is in the Shem Hashem? Avim is a Shira. Okay, that's Shira. Why is Shira b'shem Hashem? Psha? Anyone? That's the subject, and you say Shem Hashem, I mean, in the Shira. I mean, I think some of the Rashi. Did Rashi say that here, or that was, I didn't send you that Rashi. But I think it's the Rashi in Erechen. He says that's what it means. B'shem Hashem Lakav means that you mentioned Shem Hashem. That's right. I mean the Shira. I mean the Shira Shalom is always mentioning Shem Hashem. So it means what's the Shira which is B'shem Hashem Lakav? What Shira is there that's like that? What avodah do you say the Shem Hashem? I mean normally in a carbon you don't say Shem Hashem. But where do you say Shem Hashem? So you get to say Shem Hashem in the Shira. Okay, in the Shira. Rashi says, there was Rashi in Erechen Yud Aleph. Shemaz Kirim Bo, Shem Shemayim. You mentioned in the Shir Shal Yom, in all the Shirs, right? If you look at them, whatever, they all say, right, that's what we do, the Shir Shal Yom is what they did, right? Shir Yerishal Yom Sheni Yom Sheni, right? That's what they used to do in the Mishkash. So it's the Avoda, the Shir, the Shiras, servitude which is B'Shem Hashem, is Shira. Okay, so that's part of their job, to do this song, this thing. Okay, which is a question, what kind of idea is that? And that's funny about that, you know? It's a Sheros, which is B'Shem Hashem, and other ones aren't B'Shem Hashem. Like, what's the concept? Okay, Umasai Omer Shira, and when do they say it? I'll call Olos HaTzibur HaChova, and all the Olos of the Tzibur, which are obligatory. El Shalmei Yetzeres, based on Yisach HaYayin. And then the Shalmei Yetzeres, Shlom that they brought on Yetzeres, based on Yisach, while they're doing the Yisach HaYayin. Okay, while they're pouring the wine, that's when you say the Shira. Okay. Aval olos midava shemakir matzibur kaitz mezbeach, but olos midava, olos shemidava, the brilliant that the tzibur brings, v'chein ha-nechasim nesachav, I'm sorry, above ne'atzma, yinam ha-nechira. So the wine pourings, wine offerings that come not as part of a karbon, because apparently there's nesachim which you bring as a part of a karbon olah, and then they're a part of a karbon, and then there's nesachim which come Stam on their own. So since you don't do it on the wine oil pourings that come on their own, only in the wine pourings which are a part of the carbon. Okay? Okay, so then he says like this. Let me read a little further. I'll look at this. The Gemara, I mean, Levi ha'onen muter la'avod l'shorer. So if a Levi is an onen, okay, if his relative died, say that day, so you're not allowed to do korbanos and avoda. An onen who's a kohen can't do avoda. So a Levi could. He could do his thing and he could do his song. Okay. Ve'in pochasim v'shnayim asar leviim omdem al duchan b'chal yom. So you don't have less than 12 levim standing on the duchan, on like a stand, to say shira on the karban. You can have as many as you want. There's no maximum. Below kli, and they don't sing shira. They only say it with their mouths, without a kli, okay, without an instrument. Sheikar hashira shehi avodasa bepeh. Is that the girsa? I don't know. Maybe it has a strangle out of there. Sheikar Hashira, Shiavadasa Bepa. The essence of the Shira, which is their avoda, is Bepa. They're with their mouth. The Achirim Hayuom Dem Sham Menagrim Klisha. There are other people who are there who play music. Okay? Mehem Elvim, Mehem Israel, Mechasim, Hamasin Lakuna. Some of the Elvim, some of them are like, basically, Israel have a good lineage, okay, who are fit to marry into Kohanim. Okay? She'en Ola Alduchan Al Meuchas. Fine. So these guys who are playing musical instruments don't count as part of the count of 12. Okay? Fine. So far, so good? Okay. So, good. So this is basically what I'm going to want to take up here. This issue of the kli, the avoda. I mean, you'll see that it comes up. The question is, what's the ikar of shira? Is the ikar of shira the peh, your mouth, or is the ikar shira the kli? Guy with instrument. Okay. Fine. So let's look at the Gemara. Okay? Maybe we'll define this. And also, what's the whole idea of Shira? Okay, going with the Rambam's Paskin and like that sheet in the Gemara, that is an Avodah, it's a Sheiras Hashem Hashem Elokav. What's that whole idea? Right? Of a servitude which is in the name of God. Okay? Okay, so let's see. So it says the Gemara is. Is in Sukkah Nun Amud Beis. Okay, Sukkah Nun Amud Beis. So it says, Tanu Rabbanan. So a Chalil is like the instrument which they would play together with the shir. Okay, it's one of the instruments, like a flute, I think. Right. So a Chalil, Docha, this is like the 6th-7th line on Nun Amud Beis. So a Chalil Docha is the Shabbos. So you can even do it on Shabbos. No, even on Yontuch it's not Docha. So you can't, it's not Docha. Shabbos, right? So Amar Rav Yosef, Machlokas, B'Shir Shal Karban. So Machlokas is about the Shir, which they did together with the Karban. The Rav Yosef, Savar, Ikar Shira, B'Kli. So the Rav Yosef, the Ikar Shira is with the Kli, V'Avodahi. So therefore it's Avodah, V'Docha, Shabbos. So the Avodah is Docha, Shabbos. In general, all Avodah is Docha, Shabbos. So you say the essence of the Shir is with the utensil, with the instrument, the musical instrument. So then that'll be the Shabbos. But Rabbanan Savri Ikar Shira Bepah. But he holds, no, the Ikar of the Shira is really Bepah, with your mouth. Falava Vodahi. And therefore the music, the instrument is not a Voda, it's just like to whatever, to make a nice music. Ve'enedoch at the Shabbos, so therefore it's not going to be the Shabbos. So if you say that the music, the instrument, is the Ikar of the Voda, then it's really the Ikar Shir. The main essence of Shir is the instrument. So then it's going to be, Avodah, and then it's going to be Shabbos. But if you say really the Ikar Shira is really with your mouth, and the instrument is just to be nice music, the background or whatever, but then it's not really Avodah. So look, you do it, but not on Shabbos. Okay? Fine. Aval, v'shir shel shoeva, direk kol simcha hi v'yendach on Shabbos. So that's not our sugi, but the shir, the music that they played, it's simcha based on shoeva, that definitely is just for simcha, it's not part of Avodah, and that's not Docha Shabbos. Okay. So let's see Rashi. So what does it mean? I mean, if you look at the machlokas straightforward, it sounds like, what's the machlokas? What's the essence of the song? Of Shira, is the essence of the song by your mouth, or is the essence of the song by the music, right? Okay. So let's see. So I guess it says like this. So B'Shir Shal Karban, right? Rashi. B'Chal HaMagos Meim Ezbeach B'Shas Nisach HaMayim V'Hayayin V'Tam V'Shal Shachar V'Nisach HaYan Tam V'Shemein Arbayim. So it's the music they played during the Talmud. Shalvim Omdim al Duchanu Amram Shira. So the Levim stood and said, Shira v'chalil, Michael v'neim, and the music was played in front of them, like in the Thomas of Merchan, v'bizim v'shan, v'chalil, Michael v'neim, v'zbeach, v'inom v'shil, v'zbeach, v'alayayin. So there's 12 days that they did the chalil, and then you also, you don't say Shira, but on Yayin, and they're doing the Yayin, and they're in Hassan. Also chalil, nechlek v'yotzi v'bira, shalom v'shil, docha. So he holds that it's docha Shabbos. Iker shiro she carbon siwar ton shir menatara, that the carbon siwar needs shir menatara, it's a deraisa. Kidam yourself is erchin, mikama mikros, different limudim. Vitsav Rav Yossi, iker hashir eino elem kein chalil maka em hashir. So the essence of the shir is only if you have the music, the company, musical accompaniment together with the shir. Chen kinoros venevalim, akol kemin infurisham, so it's like there's numbers of each of the things, right? Hilka havodahi, vichi hechi de tamidach hashabbos. Just like the Talmud is Docha Shabbos, so too it's Shir. So what do you see from this Rashi that you wouldn't have necessarily known? What do you think is an important thing to underline here in this Rashi?
That's a part of the Korban.
What?
It's a part of the Korban.
Part of the Korban, okay, good, that's true. It's part of the Korban itself somehow. Okay, good, what else? And he says, Iker Shira Bekli. Right? Iker Shira Bekli is explaining, right? Essence of the Shira is with the clay, the utensil, right? With the instrument. Right? So how does each explain it? The Sabri says, Iker Hashir Eino Ela Im Kain Chalil Maka Im Hashir. So the essence of the Shira is only if the musical instrument bangs with the song. Okay? So what do you see?
Both components?
Both. Right? He's not learning. Iker Bishir, the Kli, you would think, man, if you didn't know anything, you'd say, what's the essence? Is the essence the music or is the essence the song, the words, the lyrics? Right? But he's not saying that. The guy who says the essence is the Kli, it doesn't mean the essence is the Kli and not the music, not the words. He says the essence of the Shira is only if together with the words you have music. If you have music together with the words. So he's not saying to the exclusion. Iker of Bekli doesn't mean to the exclusion of the words, but it means together with the words. Okay, together with the words you have the, right? The other words you have the Kli. Okay? That's a Shita. Okay, that's a Shita. Okay, but again, so Rabbi Yisrael is not saying not words. And I'll tell you, why is it good? What would be difficult if we'd say the essence of the thing is the music and not the words? Why is that? Would there be a problem with saying that, or just whatever?
Rambam, or just in general?
Yeah, let's say the Rambam.
Because he said Bashir.
Okay, Bashir. Well, so good. The Limud, right? And there's the Limud, so you could say we paskin that the Iker is the words, but still, the Limud for Shira, probably the least, there's a few limuds in the Gemara, but the one the Rambam brings down, it seems to be not dependent on this machlokas, is v'sheiris b'shem Hashem alakav, that it's a servitude which is with the name of God. So what does that mean? The Shira. Shira, singing the song, has the, you say the name of God. So if you were to say that the essence of the Shira was music, instruments, and not words, so then it would be, that would be a funny limud, because, I mean, the essence of the thing is the music, the instruments. There's no words in instruments. You know what I mean? But if you say that no one's doubting that the essence is the words, the question is the essence the words alone, or is it the words together with the instrument? Right? The words together with the instrument. Okay, so the Riosi is holding the essence is the combo. Combo. Okay. Fine. Yeah. Because the question is, what does it mean? The limud is v'sheiris b'shem Hashem alokav, which means that you will serve in the name with the name of God.
Right. So what, and it says, the b'sheiris b'shem means like in the name of, like in the purpose of, or like.
You could say that, but then how do you know? Because the Gemara says, I mean, I'm sorry, I didn't show you the Rashi, and Erech doesn't learn that way. He says, but just what does it mean? It says, and the Levi should serve in the name of Hashem. So it says, what the Gemara says, what or the Ram says, what service is this referring to? It's referring to the song. But I mean, by that logic, everything is in the name of God. I mean, all anything you do is in the name of God. Why is Shira any more singled out as being in the name, you know, for the purpose of God as opposed to anything else? So the explanation is, at least the way Rashi explains it in the Gemara, but I think it's pshat, I think it's some of pshat's explanation, is that it means, because that is the avoda which actually involves the name of God. Literally, you say the name of God in the song, as opposed to anything else that, you open the gates or you close the gates or you guard the Beis HaMikdash or even things that Sekhanim do. You don't say the name of God. In general, you're not saying the name of God. So here, this is a servitude which involves saying the name of God. Okay, so that's that one. And then Rashi, the next Rashi, Bepeh, says, Halavim Omer Hashir Dvar Yom Biyomo. So with the mouth, is the Levim saying a Seder Shel song every day. It's song, Kigon Lashem Asam Lo, Biyav Rishon, Lashem Lo, Lashem Yichem Rikulon. So everyone has the Yom, like that's the Yom that we say. V'Shabbat Sheyev Shel Chalil, Ein Odocha, Shein Kli Hashir, Shein Kli Shir HaMitzvah. So if you say the essence is really just the mouth, so then the Kli Shir isn't really the Mitzvah. Right? It's not really the Mitzvah. The really Mitzvah is the singing with your mouth. And I, this musical instrument, so that's a separate thing. Separate thing, but it's not going to be for, it's not going to be Docha Yantav. It's not going to be Docha Shabbos. Okay? So let's read a little further in the Gemara. So why then, I guess the question is, so why are you doing the instrument? Why are you doing the music then? Right? Well, if you say the essence is both, so then you're doing both. If you say the essence is the words, so what are you doing the instrument? So the Gemara says, let's read a little further. I'm Yosef, you know, Mina, how do I know this is the argument, whether the Ikar Shira is involved in the instrument or not? The Tanya, Kli Shir, Shoresh, Yasan, Shal, Eitz. What happens if you make the Kenel of the Beis HaMikdash made out of wood? Normally they're made out of gold or silver, right? What happens if they're made out of wood? So, Rabbi Posel, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Machshe. So it's Machlokas, these same exact guys. Okay? I'm sorry, Rabbi. And, yeah, well, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, Rabbi here, it's Rabbi there, it's a Chacham. But the same. Fine. This is so Gemara says, my love, I'll tell you what they're arguing about. Man the machshir saver ikar shira b'kli yachin rebbe with the Moshe. So the one who holds that you could use wood, he holds the essence and essential component of the shir is the music, musical instruments, and the avuva. What's the avuva? It's a kind of instrument which Moshe had, which is made out of wood, right? Hirashi. Man the machshir b'hachi pligi ikar shira b'peh b'kli. Man the machshir eight lechol kli shareis. The guy who holds wood is always good. Savar ikashir v'kli. Vayder kli hashir kli shareis. So if you say that the essence of the avoda involves the kli, the musical instruments, then the musical instrument is really like a utensil of the Beis HaMikdash. It's part of it's involved in avoda. The avov hayav mikdash mimos Moshe. And there was hushal kamas. It was made out of a reed. There was this instrument, some reed instrument, which is there from the days of Moshe, and it was in the Beis HaMikdash. Ketanam berachin. So you see, there was a wooden kli sharis. There's a wooden kli, the Beis HaMikdash. Hagal shar kli sharis mi na yafin on lach shar b'shalitza. Therefore, you learn out that just like this instrument, the utensil in the Mikdash could be out of wood. So to all of them could be made out of wood. But if you hold that the real essence of the song of Shira is really with your mouth, right, Rashi, Iker Shira b'peh, I'm sorry, I didn't read the Gemara on that. It says, Uman the Apostle, so Iker Shira b'peh, v'le yafin b'du Moshe. So the other shita holds, no, Iker Shira b'peh, Rashi, v'kli l'psum me'kal v'almo, and the music, the instrument is really just to make it nice. The real song, the real Shira, the avoda is really just the words. But the music, the instrument is just to make it nice, to make it a nice musical accompaniment. Hilkoch kli hashir, inam kli sharis. So if that's the case, then the kli shir, it's nice to make it sound nice, but it's not really kli sharis, it's not really kli the mikdash. So then you have no source that you could have a wooden kli sharis, because the only wooden one is something which isn't really part of the kli sharis. It's just like an accidental thing. Okay, so basically it turns out though, I mean I mainly want to do this, because you see how this machlokas is the music, is there's definitely two things. There's the words, which are definitely essential, and then there's the music. Is the music really part of the ikar or the voda? Or is the music like a separate thing, just to make just to make it sound nice? Just to make it, just to have nice, you know, so it sounds nice. Okay, that's basically the machlokas here. Okay, so far so good? Okay. So I guess our question is going to be, what's machlokas, right? What's that idea to make it sound nice? What's that idea, you know? Okay, so let's just, so the Gemara actually asks where they learn these things from. Okay, I mean, it could be you could try to define this now, it's just, the Gemara asks where they learn it from, so they're psukim. Okay, so it says, so the Gemara is on an alpha and a half, again, it's like, it says, my taima, It's like, how many lines before the Mishnah? Like 10, 15 lines before the Mishnah. My time of demand amar ikar shiro kli. So what's the reason for the guy who holds the ikar of the shiro is with the kli? Okay, with the instrument. The chsiv, the pasuk is in Diram Beis Chavtas. Talking about Chizkiyahu who woke up in the morning, the king, and he set up all kinds of kabanas were going on. And it says, the pasuk right before this, I'm just reading the English, and he stationed the Levites in the house of the Lord with cymbals, with psalteries, with harps, by the commandment of David and God, the king seer, and Nasan and Navi. But by the hand of the Lord was the commandment by the hand of his prophets. Okay, so he basically set up these Levium with their musical instruments, and the Levites stood with David's instruments, and the priests with the trumpets. So then they stood and held these instruments. And then here's our pasuk. It says, Vayomer Chizkiyahu lahalos ha'ola lamizbeach. So Chizkiyahu said to bring up the carbon ola to the mizbeach. Ube'ez heichel ha'ola, and at the time that they started bringing the carbon, heichel shir Hashem, v'achatzotros. The song of the shir Hashem started, and the trumpets. V'al'yidei klei David melech Yisrael. And by means of the instruments of David melech Yisrael. So you see, in this big thing, it says when they brought the carbon, so they had the music, you know, the shir and the kli David, which is the musical instruments, right? So he says, so you see that that part of the shira includes both of them. I mean, it puts them in one breath, in one sentence. It says both of them. It says the song and it says the shir and the kli David, which is the music, right? Oh, and says Rashi says Hechel Shir Hashem v'chatzos v'alma klei David Shir Hashem kari lai. So you see, it's called the Shir Hashem, and in the same thing, we're talking about the Shir Hashem. It includes the klei David, right? So Shir Hashem v'chatzos v'al yidei klei David. It's not through, it's al yidei through the klei David. So you see, the klei David, which is the musical instrument, is part of the Shir Hashem, part of the Shir Hashem, the Shir Hashem, the Shir Hashem Hashem, right? Okay, so that's a good rapport of support. So then it says, I might tell them the Rosh Hashir Bepath. So what's the why would you say not? Okay, why would you say not? So you put a different pasuk. Okay, so this is in Hay. The Ram Bay is Hay. So it says Vahi ke echad lemechatzat shrim v'lemeshorim. So and the trumpeters and the singers were as one. Vahashmiya kol echad. Make one sound. Lahalel ulahodos lahashem. Okay, to say halal adah. Praise of God, Ukaharim Kol Bechatzotros, and when they raised the sound of the trumpets, Ubetzaltayim, and the cymbals, Ubekli Hashir, Ubahalel Hashem, Kitov, and the musical instruments, and the praise of Hashem, Kitov, Kilom Chasta, Bebayez Maleanan Beis Hashem. So then the cloud, the house became full of the cloud of whatever. Okay, so what is this proving? So it's funny, it only quotes the part of the pasuk. But it says the chatzotros and the singers made kol echad. It became one sound. Okay, chatzim l'shorim. So it says v'achalok k'siv kelim. Doesn't say anything about the kelim. It just says, and he says chatzotros lav klei shir nenu shein l'tkios atmidim stachim. So he says the chatzotros, the trumpets is not a musical instrument. Trumpets is just like a different thing. Okay, whatever chatzotros are, that's something else. That the trumpets, you blow shofar together. It's like blowing shofar. It's like the tkiyah. They blow together with the karbanos, but that's not the musical instruments. So it says, the pasuk here is saying that there was one sound with the trumpets and the singers, but not, it doesn't mention the musical instruments. So it's saying, so you see, apparently the musical instruments are a separate thing, right? They're a separate thing. Okay, so Tosfos notices, I mean, the Gemara doesn't quote the whole pasuk, but if you quote the whole rest of the pasuk, basically says, and then they have the musical instruments. So it's kind of funny. Tosi asks, he says, yeah, but the pasuk split it apart. Even though it's true, it mentions them, because he's not arguing they didn't do them, he's just saying it's separate. So the pasuk split it apart. It says there was one sound of the trumpets and the singers, and then afterwards it mentions the idea that they brought in the other instruments. So it shows that they're really two separate things. Okay, fine. So then it says, so that's his source, okay? Then, how do you do the other pasuk? Where it says that he basically brought them all together, the Klei David also. It says, so no, it's just mentioning that really David is a separate thing. The essence of the thing is really Shir Hashem is only with your mouth. And I, it says David, that's just to make it sound nice. Mishorim Dumi the Chamachatzros, Mamachatzros Mikli, Av Mishorim Mikli. So it says, no, that it means it was one, means it's talking about the people who play the instruments. The instruments, the singers and the trumpet guys were together. It means that both the chatzotzos, which are definitely part of the thing, together with part of the song, part of the shira, together with the musical instruments, were all one thing. So therefore, he says they're really unified and they come together. Okay, so they each learn the psukim differently according to the other ones. Okay, it's hard to see how much you get from the psukim, but this is the source. Okay, so the psukim basically shown one pasuk seems to unite the singers together with the musical instruments, another pasuk seems to split it apart. So therefore, you have it goes both ways. Okay, so this is basically all we got here. Okay, this is all we got. Okay, so we have here. I guess we have to understand. Our goal at the end here is to understand Machlokas. Okay, so what do we do? So what should we do now? I mean, how should we proceed? I mean, that's what Danny's mentioning. It seems like everyone agrees that the lyrics are essential here. Definitely. Question is the music also, but the lyrics are definitely essential, right? So it seemed like, why don't we understand that? And that's really gotten from the pasuk, because it says, "Hey, sheris b'shem Hashem alakav, kalachav alvim." So it's b'shem Hashem alakav. So what's the song? What's the shiro to the shem Hashem? It's the song, because the song has God's name in it. So it seems like somehow the essence of the song, of the shiro, is that it's b'shem Hashem alakav, right? So that, and therefore, you understand why you need lyrics. That's only through lyrics. So now it's a separate question then is, okay, is music also essential or whatever? But, I mean, I think maybe we should first get a basic idea of what is the idea of Shira. B'shem HaSheres, B'shem HaMelkav. What is that idea? Right? What is that concept? And then we could try to figure out, okay, do you need this song or do you not need this song? But can we just give an idea of what is the whole idea in the first place? Right? I guess you have to somehow come up with an off-the-cuff, like what's the main idea of Shira? What's the idea of it? Right, what's the, at least for starters? Maybe as we disagree, we'll get maybe more advanced. But I mean, we know the source first of all. Seriously, Hashem Hashem Elokav. What else do we know about it? What else do we know about Shira?
Levim do it.
Levim do it. Okay.
Only
Levim. Okay. What else do we know about it?
Comes after miracle.
After miracle? Well, that's not Shira. I mean, that's the halal. But Shira, this specific mitzvah of Shira, the mitzvah say of Shira that they do. When do they do it? I'm not talking about, there's a difference between the philosophical institution called Shira and this particular mitzvah. This is like a mitzvah, like under the mitzvah say of like what the Levim do. So it's like a particular institution in the Beis Hamikdash, you know. So I'm trying to stay as local as possible, you know. Karban, right. They did it together with the Karban. And like in general, the role of the, you know, like sometimes they say, like the role of the Levim is like in service of the Kohanim. Right, like the helpers, the Kohanim, that kind of, you know. But so, like, the idea is the Kohanim brought the Karban, and while they were bringing the Karban, were pouring the wine, libations, so the Levim were singing the song. Right? So it doesn't just exist in a vacuum. It exists as some sort of a component or an enhancement or who knows what. I mean, that's what we have to figure out. But, I mean, it's not just like they just wake up in the morning and sing a song and give praise to God. I mean, there are things like that, but that seems not what Shira is. Shira is part and parcel of the Avodah, right? It's like but it's, right. So, you know, I think that's an important thing not to just leave out. I mean, of course, we'll see what part of the Avodah and when and how, but I mean, at least for the starters, it seems like that's a big, you know. So if we give like a preliminary idea, like what's the idea of the thing, you know? That. I'm going to say similar to what Danny's saying, let me just develop it a little bit. But that the idea is like, for instance, I mean, you'd have a lot of religions that have sacrifices, right? I mean, sacrifices and libations and, you know, and our idea is certainly not their idea. So their idea is some sort of primitive idolatry, and our idea is Lashem. And it's based upon ideas, and man subordinating himself towards true ideas of God and expressing true ideas about God. So it's saying is, but the physical action itself, I'm sure there are details which are different between us and them, but the action is like an action of servitude. So it's saying is that the Shira, the Sheres B'Shem Hashem Elokav, it defines the Avodah as being tied in with the Shem Hashem. And it gives it a context of L'Shem Hashem. And L'Shem Hashem is talking, it's not just saying, you don't just say Hashem, but the songs are particularly, presumably they're particularly chosen, there are ideas in them, which show ideas about God, and they elaborate on L'Shem Hashem, and put a context that our service isn't just bringing sacrifices, but it involves concepts and ideas. And Shir David, or Chachma, and it involves, like, in the very action of the thing itself, it's bringing out the concepts and ideas about the service of God, you know, and about Hashem Hashem. So it's imbuing an ideational content to the physical Maisim of the Avodah. So the Kohanim are doing the Maisim of the Avodah, and the Levim are providing a backdrop of the Hashem Hashem. You know, it's a sheiros b'shem Hashem. They're serving the Kohanim by giving it a proper perspective. Okay, giving it a proper perspective. All right, so it's like it's a kiyum in the karbon. It brings out an idea in the karbon, which is interesting. It's not by every karbon, but whatever. I mean, we're not up to that yet. You know, which karbonos are, which not. I don't know if we can ever get them. I'm not sure, but I mean, the idea is though it's giving the Shem Hashem, imbuing the Shem Hashem into the avodas of karbon. You know what I mean? And every karbon is L'Shem Hashem, of course. But here, you're making it explicit and making it part, not just the idea that that's why you're doing it, but it's actually L'Shem Hashem becomes incorporated into the karbon through the Shira, which is a component of the Avodah. So now to the instruments. So this is why you're singing, you're saying words, right? Saying words, this is good. Words. Of course the essence is the words, because it's L'Shem Hashem. Concepts. And it's not just saying Shem Hashem. I mean, Shem Hashem is the whole capital, you know. But there are ideas. Okay, I was thinking, I didn't do this, but I thought it would be an interesting study if you'd look at the songs, look at the Shiras, Shir Shoyoms, and see if, like, you know, they contain ideas which are central to the concept of the Hashem or Karbanos, or, you know, like I say, like friends, we say L'Shem Aretz Malateh, like, isn't that in Davin Mizmar, L'Shem Aretz, the Sunday's Yom. Hashem Aratzim Lava, like that's the main idea in Avodah, Karban, the recognition of God. You know, when you talk about Karban, it's oftentimes you quote that pasuk, Hashem Aratzim Lava. You know, the whole world is God's. That's the idea of bringing a Karban is an expression of that everything is Hashem. It's man's expression of his realization that everything is from God. You know, that's an essential idea in Karban. That's basically the first pasuk in the Shira Sunday. You know, and so. Presumably, I mean, I would think it's a project is to go through these songs and at least develop concepts, show concepts in them, and show how they're central to Avodah. You know, you'd think that you should be able to, with this pshat. You know, it would be interesting. You know, it's not an easy thing to do, though. It's easier said than done. But yeah, okay. But if you would have to think of a pasuk which is relevant to Karbanos, the Hashem Aratzim Lava is a pasuk which is used a lot. You know, and that is the Shira Sunday. Okay, so fine. So now the question is: so what about the instruments? Right, what are the instruments? So should the instruments be part of it, or should it not be part of it? Okay. So how much you would see instruments? The music, they make it sound nice, and look, it's supposed to move the person in a certain type of a way, and like that kind of like makes it nice. That's kind of like the other argument is like, maybe we could develop it more, but look, in Avodah, a person is supposed to be moved by the Avodah, and it's supposed to hit a person. The idea is to bring it home to a person and move the entire personality, see like the Mikdash is beautiful. It's supposed to like be an experience of the Mikdash. So it makes sense that you're singing a song, but the song has a musical accompaniment, it's the whole experience. So the musical instruments aren't concepts, they're just enhancing the experience of a person who is hearing the Shir in the Mikdash. But the essence of the Shir is the words. Right, I mean that's the real reason why it's a part of the avoda, is because of the words, the ideas. So the instruments are nice, they're beautiful, they help the experience, and that's very nice. But that's not the avoda. The avoda, the whole idea of shir isn't to make an emotional experience. The essence of the shir is because of the Shem Hashem. So that's a separate thing, secondary thing, which is good, but it's not the avoda itself. Right, so that's the easier side to understand, right? How do the instruments become part of the ideas? Like, right, as we have that in the last Haluka, right? Is basically the praise of God is all these instruments. Right? You're talking about all the last Haluka, right?
Is that a contradiction?
Okay, hold on. Yeah, maybe it's a contradiction, but it's still a true idea. So we have to deal with contradiction. But There are contradictions in our praise of God, right? I mean, on the one hand we praise God, on the other hand we can't praise God. Right? That is a theme, and it's a paradox. The institution is a paradoxical institution. But part of the idea of the recognition of praise of God is that, you know, we give praise, but at the same time we realize that all our praise is really is nothing. What are we going to say? God is great? I mean, that's not, what is it? What do we say, you know? But the idea of like praising God with instruments is saying is that really, like, we want to be involved in praise of God, but we really don't have anything to say. So we like make a lot of noise and a lot of music. Or, you know, that's like one of the ideas in shofar. You know, it's like a lot of ideas in shofar. One of the ideas in shofar is like, we're mamluch God, expressing his great, his king, the king, but we don't have any words to say. Any words we say fall short. So a theme in Shevach Lashem is the recognition that words that we say are short, and we can play music, but we can't enunciate any thought, because we realize that the words which we say are too short to be able to express anything of real value. So that's like that last song, the last of the Halukos, is basically talking about how we praise God with music, you know? Which is like, again, it's a company, it's like there is like a dual idea in praise. It's on the one hand, if you don't say anything, so then it's like you're not really, your mind, you're not intellectually related to God. You're just kind of playing music. But if you just, so if you just formulate ideas, though, then you run the risk of feeling that you really have a real good idea about God, and you're praising God, and you know, you could fall into a trap of thinking that this is real praise, like you really... Because your value, you know, you're like you say, like a 2-year-old praising a great scientist is worthless. So there's like there's in general in tefillah, you have that mix. It's like there's a dual activity. On the one hand, expressing ideas, at the same time, recognizing their shortcomings. Right? Same time recognizing their shortcomings. Like the pasuk, "Mi malik boras Hashem yashmi akal tila." So right, who could really praise God, and somebody could say all his praise, which is no. Like there's another pasuk, "L'chadu mi asihila," for you, silence is praise. Real praise is like we're silent. Silent that we can't, you know, we're speechless. But again, you can't really be speechless, because then it doesn't work for a human being to be speechless. You know, so the person's energies are not going to be thinking about God. So the Torah set up that we have a matir, we have a permit to say what we, our mind's conclusions, but at the same time we know that they're far, far short of the reality. And like in different parts of tefillah, you know, we do both of them. So you could argue is that insofar as you're trying to, you know, bring sacrifices to God and so giving a song to God and expressing the idea that God is, you know, ideas and concepts about it, the Karbanos Hashem and, you know, Shem Hashem, you could see wanting at the same time to express the idea that God is beyond all this service and praise and all, you know. Like that itself is an idea about Avodas Hashem. Is that really where we fall short? Okay, so what are that one? That's true, that one.
That's philosophical Mahalukas then?
What? No, so the question is what's Mahalukas? I mean, that's just an idea, fine. So now where's Mahalukas? So just two ideas, fine, so two ideas. Fine, so now, okay, so then... Right, the other guy doesn't know about that idea? Like what's the, you know, fine, so that an idea? You're right, what's the other guy? The other sheet holds, no, that's not a good idea. That's not why you're playing music. You're playing music just to make it sound beautiful. You know, like, what's the mahalukas now, right? So, I mean, although, you know, that's what I'm saying. It's like, the question, the reason why, you know, the question, is, it just seems to be a true idea in the Torah, that idea. The music does have that role, so I don't see why we should ignore it. But the question is, so what's the mahalukas? What's the mahalukas? Right? Okay. Okay, so the next thing I think we should go to after this also is, the idea is that when you do shir, so what part of the thing do you do shir? So you do it on the by the yayin, okay, together with the yayin, with the nesachim, pouring the wine. Okay, so the question is, what's that idea? Why is that the place in the carbon that we do it? And then you'll see the Gemara has a question, which Rambam addresses as Avmina, but Gemara has a question. Whether or not the Nesachim, if you bring Nesachim on their own, not as part of a Karban, are they Mechayiv and Shira? Okay? So I guess to do that, I mean, you want to look at, there's a Gemara on Yer Aleph and Aleph. It's like, I think it's like halfway through the big lines. The minayin shein omer shira ela al yayin. Okay, so I want to know, how do you know that you only said the shira is by yayin?
Yes, erchin.
Okay, erchin yir aleph, I'm an aleph. Okay, and that's, so just look at that. Well, basically, what's the idea of saying it with his yayin? And that sets the stage for the top of your beis of an aleph. It has a question about whether you're not nesachim alone have shira. Okay, so once we have this idea about shira, the question is, what's the idea of where they are? And then Nesachim and... I mean, for starters, so that's so we'll take that up also, I guess. But I mean, so the first thing is just to get machlokas here. I mean, this is an interesting sugya because it seems like you have to get into the philosophy a little bit here, but at the same time, you want to have halachic definitions. So, but I mean, you're dealing with, it seems to be, then with things which are tied in with philosophical ideas or about the Hashem. So, but this, you know, so it'll be interesting.